Time Warner Audiobooks presents Brimstone, written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, and read by René Aubergenois.
Agnes Torres parked her white Ford Escort in the little parking area outside the hedge and stepped into the cool dawn air. The hedges were 12 feet high and as impenetrable as a brick wall. Only the shingled peak of the big house could be seen from the street, but she could hear the surf thundering beyond. Fumbling with the massive set of keys, Agnes found the right one and stuck it into the lock. The heavy sheet metal gate swung inward, exposing a broad expanse of green lawn that swept down to the beach. A red light on a keypad just inside the gate began blinking, and she entered the code. The vast gray house loomed in front of her, a single eyebrow window in the roof peak, frowning like the eye of a cyclops, yellow against the steel gray of the house and sky. Agnes was surprised. She never remembered that light on before. What was Mr. Jeremy doing in the attic at 7 o'clock in the morning? She liked to work in an empty house. When he was up, everything was so unpleasant. The cigarette ashes he dropped just behind her mop, the dishes he heaped in the sink just after she had washed, the comments, and the endless swearing. She came up the curving flagstone path and entered through the back door. The house was unusually hot. She sniffed. There was a strange smell in the air, like a greasy roast left too long in the oven. She waddled into the kitchen, but it was empty. She didn't usually clean his house on Tuesdays, but he'd had...